Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all grabbed a drink and a snack and you're ready for a chat because we are ready to chat today, tonight, and tomorrow. Maria, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Why are you saying it like that? Did y'all hear how he said it? He said, Maria, how you doing?
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Really good right now. You know why. Also, this week has been a pretty good week. Like, I did really? Have some rough moments, but much more better than, like, the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Except,
oh,
I got my period, I have a pimple. I was stressing about something for, like, 2 days. And then I have a pimple, and then I got this.
I'm so sorry. Did you hear my throat just
Yeah, but also, did you hear what the fuck I said? I said I got a pimple, and then I got this. And since I was talking about the pimple. But, girl, I'm so surprised by this fucking pimple. I think I know why probably I got it. Stress, also. You told me you were jealous of me.
Oh, my God.
You probably give me mad. Oh,
I didn't say jealous. I said
yes, you said, girl, I've been jealous
envious.
Of you. No, you said jealous. I was like, I specifically remember the word jealous because I was like, you're going to give me mad. Oh, but yeah, maybe it was a stress. Maybe it was your mad. Oh, or something.
I don't.
But no, it was probably more slightly a stress. But I just thought it was funny. Like, literally, like, you told me that. And then, like, a few days later,
you said,
I woke up and this was on my face. I was so in shock, girl. I mean, it's gone down now, but I was in so much shock when I first got. I was like, I haven't had one like this in forever.
You know what I was literally just thinking about the other day? I looked at my skin and I was like, wow, I have really clear skin right now.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, no, you do.
I know. I've been keeping up wearing my sunscreen because mm-hmm, I was apparently like
sun damage.
Can't have it.
Especially because you're white, girl.
I know. I'm going to age like cottage cheese.
Unless you say unproblematic.
It's all.
And I have good skincare, obviously. But, like, you know, a lot of people that are, like, are unproblematic and are white, they have really good skin. Anne Hathaway? I've never heard one damn bad thing about
it. You know, I've never heard one bad thing about
me. Maybe there probably is, but, like, I haven't heard it!
I mean, I don't want to say
it. Like, imagine, like, it comes out, she did some terrible
she's
shit.
She's racist.
Yeah! Oh my god. She hasn't said a not one bad thing.
She's never been one thing. Bad.
But just in case. But like, I never heard of it.
Someone stitches this with her, a clip of her saying the N-word.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my god.
Oh.
But yeah, I didn't hear anything bad about her. She was amazing.
I know.
I she's love her. Young, she's such a good right? actress. Yeah, she's like probably like 40.
You say, I think she's really young, but also like.
Maybe? No, yeah, probably 40. Because like, she was like a teenager.
In Devil Wears Prada? Oh.
No, she was in her 20s by then.
Oh, really?
At least I'm pretty sure. I feel like she was like 21-ish, 22-ish.
I don't know. I think I've only seen that movie like one time.
Really? It's such a good movie.
Or maybe
but, like,
twice.
The friends annoyed the fuck out of me. Do you remember how they acted?
Not really.
Okay, well, pretty much like, I remember the way they acted is like, what?
Okay.
Did you hear what she said? Oh, let her in!
No,
she said, Mo?
That's Zucchini.
Oh, Zucchini? Let him in!
He's so dramatic. He can just walk around.
But he's a lazy fat boy. Have you seen him? Zucchini!
What?
Maybe he wants food. Oh my god. Zuki is like interrupting our little sesh for because he's hungry!
No, he's
thirsty. He's thirsty, guys. Mm-hmm. He's making sure you fill it up. He came over here. He says, where's my water?
I'm coming, handsome.
Come on, he's thirsty.
I'm coming.
Aw, so cute. Oh my god, I've never seen Athena wag her tail so much. Like, I've seen her do it, like, a little bit like this, but, like, right now it was fucking wagging.
Bro, she's excited. If you know, you know.
She knows.
Orange drink. I think about that all the time.
Really?
The orange drink thing, I think that's so funny.
It is funny. Oh, what? I wonder what Secret? She's saying.
I know, I think.
No, but she's calling all them boys.
She's such a vocal lady.
She wants them.
Girl, this morning.
Oh, but how's your week?
Okay. Hold on.
Athena wants something now, too, I think. Oh, no, Athena's just gonna close the door. No. I thought you were gonna go check on her.
No, she does this all the fucking time.
Oh, okay.
She's just a vocal gal.
Mm-mm.
Okay, girl, I got something to tell you about this morning. This morning, I was tripping fucking balls this morning.
Balls. Why?
Okay, so I had to be at work at 8 in the morning, so I had to wake up around, like, 6:30. Mm-hmm. And my alarm went off. And I guess I didn't fully wake up. And I had a dream. Okay, so there's this game on Roblox that me and Anna play together. And I had this dream that we were playing it. And I guess when my alarm woke up, it only woke me up halfway. And for like 10 minutes, I was having a full conversation with Anna out loud. She wasn't even here. Like, she literally wasn't even here. And I was talking to her. Because I heard... Like, I was tripping balls, girl. Like, I heard her on the phone. I could hear her.
Oh, my but God. She wasn't, what was she saying?
We're just... Okay, so on the
game... Now you gotta tell us what she's... Oh, my gosh. We're just, like, some paranormal shit. It's, like, us skinny or something.
On the game, it's, like, you... You rate... Okay, so you make an outfit, and then you come down the runway, and you rate everyone else's outfit.
Okay.
And... We were, like, talking about the people's outfits and, like, rating the people's outfits.
So you even saw that also?
Yes! Like, I was, like, and I even remember thinking, like...
So you were, like, sleep-talking, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, like, but I was also, like, a little conscious.
Yeah.
Because I remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, but, like, and I even remember being, like, I have to go for work soon. Why am I still on the phone with her? Mm-hmm. I wasn't.
But you know how, like, some people, they've woken themselves up by snoring? Maybe you just, like, woke up. And just kept talking.
In the middle of my dream.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know how some people, like, wake up by snoring? Maybe just, like, you woke up from you talking, and then you just, like, kind of stay like that, half awake, half asleep, talking.
It was so weird.
Because, you know, I don't know.
When I like, fully came to and started getting ready for work, I was like, what the
But that is really funny and crazy that you just also kept doing that for, like, a long ass time.
It was literally, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes is crazy. If you did it for, like, a minute or two, then it's like, yeah, maybe it's just that. But it's, like, it's just because, like, how long you did, it's like, what happened?
I don't know.
Like, maybe girl, it's pretty normal.
Girl, literally, me. No, I don't like that one. She didn't even try. And then hearing Anna be like, you really think that? So like, what am I talking about?
I know, that's so funny.
For 10 minutes. Like, it was like a full round of that game. A full round is like 10
Wait,
minutes.
Wait, so when you, like, first fully, like, woke up, you still even then didn't realize what you had just done?
I didn't.
It took you a while?
Yeah, like, I was like, after 10 minutes, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I'm awake. And I looked at my phone, and it was like, 6:40. It was like 6:45 in the morning, and I said, what? But I was so confused, and I said, did I just make that whole thing up in my head? And then I got to work, and I was like, even when I got to work, I still wasn't sure.
Really?
And I was fully conscious at that point, and then I was like, and I looked at my phone log, and I was like, no, I hung up with her around, like, midnight last night. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wasn't talking to her.
Yeah.
I made that shit up in my head. What?
I know, that's crazy.
Girl.
I wonder what, like, what's the scientific reason.
I know. I just want to know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Bitch, I don't know.
I know. It's crazy.
Another thing.
Okay.
Okay, so, at work.
Okay.
We often get... Oh my God, it makes me... I'm about to get heated talking about this.
What?
We get, like, Jesus cards at work.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, all these people obviously know that we're not going to say no because we're at work. And so they just shove these cards in our hand. And, like, you know what?
No, I mean, I always accept it because I also want to know, like, what are you giving me?
I'm, like...
I hate when they put in the tip jar, though. When they just, like, put in the tip jar. It didn't irks me. Because, like, that's not a tip.
No.
I don't want this Jesus card. Give me a dollar.
It, like, it makes me so mad. Okay, when I used to be a server...
Yeah.
This is why it makes me so mad. I have drama.
would just give you that?
When I used to be a server, they would make... like $50 bills or like $100 bills,
oh,
but then
those.
On the back is the Jesus pamphlet.
I've seen shit like that.
And every single time without fail, it got me. Because they would always hide it.
No, it's gotten me before in our tip jar. It happened to me once.
They put it like under the plate and I'd be like, oh, $50. And I'd pull it out and I'd be like,
that's crazy.
And then they wouldn't leave a digital tip and I'd be like,
oh! That's crazy. Like, that's not a tip, girl. Also, like, why? I don't need this.
And like, it was always, like, on Sundays, and it would be, like, the big parties. And they'd be like, and I'd be like, stop! I just want money!
Yeah. Literally, like, how you're gonna pay for stuff.
I get paid $2.50 an hour.
Yeah. Like, that's the money you're actually making.
It
was
so crazy.
I know, that's insane that some things that's okay to just do.
And so when people, especially, see, this is what made me so mad, is that someone handed someone our coworkers, and they said, this is a test to see if you're a good person, and then drove off.
Just
are
like,
you kidding?
They accepted
me?
It?
No, like the pamphlet was like, "Are you a good person?" And she handed it to our coworker and said, "This is to see if you're a good person." Are you kidding me? And then on the card it was like, "If you lie, you're a liar. If you
I'm a terrible person because I do lie sometimes. It's fun.
If you have sex, you're an adulterer, and you lust." And we're like, It was so crazy.
But if just, it makes me a bad person, then I'm just a bad person.
Just the condescension of, this is to see if you're a good
person. I know, that seems crazy to say someone, but still.
I just can't. It makes me so mad. Yeah. But other than that, I've just been working a lot.
Yeah.
Work today. No, no. This is another thing I want to talk about. I almost quit. That's how angry this made me.
Oh my gosh.
I almost quit.
Okay.
The other day, it was... Because I saw you this day, and when I saw you, the whole world was fine. Everything was fine. It was a 50% off day from to 6.
Yeah.
And at the busiest time of the fucking day, 1:30, at 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., let's have a meeting. Let's all have a meeting. We're gonna take people off the floor. We're going to have a big, long meeting for an hour and a half. We're just going to leave 3 of y'all on the floor. It was so bad. Like, I was literally crying while talking to customers. It was so bad, and we couldn't even go in there to ask for help. Really? Because they were on, like, it was like a meeting with, like, I don't know, like, someone.
No, I know it was a big meeting. I do know that. But, like, that you couldn't even, like,
and ask. I was like,
for help? Crazy. You, like, literally watching you suffer. Yes, this is everything that's, like, wrong here.
One of our coworkers, their face was just red. The whole face was red. Mm-hmm. I was running around like a fucking lunatic. All three of us were.
I bet, it was
so hard.
I know.
And then they came out of the meeting and they just didn't even care. Mm-hmm. They just didn't even care. And then I hate complaining about, like, well, I didn't get my break. But I didn't get my break until 20 minutes till
I was supposed to get off. Oh, no, I always say something. I always say, I don't care. I did not care. I'm getting my break.
I didn't get my break until 20 minutes when I was supposed to get off. Mm-hmm. One of our coworkers didn't even get their last break. Mm-hmm. It was so bad. Mm-hmm. And then they just, y'all are fine out here. Y'all are doing so good. Y'all did amazing during that meeting. Kill yourself. Mm-hmm. I was so angry.
Yeah.
I texted Sierra while I was talking about it. And I said, Sierra, this is my last day here. Because I'm about to walk out. Mm-hmm. The second they come out of that meeting, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I was so angry. I've never been that mad at work.
It's crazy that they don't, like, schedule people good.
And they're like, well, we weren't 100, like, we didn't know we were gonna have a meeting. You knew.
But also, it's like, and they just don't schedule us good. Even on days when they know it's gonna be busy. You know, one of our coworkers told me, they told me, like, for Mother's Day, apparently, they're having a deal for that day where it's like, you get one drink and then you get, like, the other drink free, apparently. Or maybe it's off, something like that. And I'm like, it's gonna be so busy. Like, hopefully it's, like, scheduled good. Because you know people are gonna be coming on Mother's Day and with a deal.
It's not gonna be. Scheduled right.
I would hope they do. I feel like that's what they should do. Like, just, like, one or two more people, y'all probably would have been better.
Probably two more people. There was just one more. But, like, more, I mean, just, like, one more set of hands. Mm-hmm. It would have been the world of a difference.
See, no, what mattered was just one more person. One more person scheduled.
And, like, of course, when the meeting ended, that was, like, you know how, like, rushes come and, like, flows?
Yeah, and that was when it was, like, chilled out.
From the moment they stepped into that, it was line wrapped around the building, and then we're rushing. We're sweating.
I've seen, yeah.
My pits are from here to here.
No, dude, my face wet. Is, especially because it's so hot behind the door.
I know.
Like, that's what I hate about summer where we work. It's so hot, and, like, they do nothing about it. We had a fan. Take it away. It's hot as fuck. I can feel my face getting red. I can feel the top lip starting to sweat up. It happened to me the other day. I was like, oh my god, it's hot. It's starting.
It's hot.
And then at the end of that, I get so annoyed. You know me. When I'm hot, I get so fucking annoyed.
Oh, I know, girl.
And I'm like, oh my god, I can't.
You
know,
you and Anna are the same. Because she hates being hot.
I hate it, dude. I'd rather be cold.
Me and I were literally talking about this last night. I was like, you know, my favorite holiday, not holidays, my favorite seasons are fall and summer. I love the heat. I love to, like, be in shorts and, like, you know, I love to be in the heat. Uh-huh. And Anna was like, I would rather die.
Yeah, I'm a fall and a spring girl.
Ooh!
A fall and a spring.
Anna too!
It's perfect! It's the perfect weather! And also, you know, something I noticed? They all have involve a lot of color. Like, spring involves, like, those, like,
the pastels,
like,
pretty
pastels, and, like, everything's, like, blossoming, and then, like, fall's like, yeah, everything's dying, but it looks so beautiful. And, like, the vibe's just good. Like, there's a little wind, not too hot, but it's more, like, usually in fall it's, like, more, like, gloomy-ish type of vibe, but, like, spring is, like, obviously sunnier and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it just works.
I fucking hate spring. Spring is my least favorite fucking season.
I love spring. I know there's bugs and all, but, like, when I was younger, like, that was my big thing. I was like, oh my god, there's, like, a bug, you know?
Like, in summer, there's, like, a few bees out. But, like, in spring...
No, they're, like, everywhere.
There are bees out.
No, I admit, I know, like, people are like, oh, it's not gonna sting you, but it's like, girl, I still get scared. I hear the buzz, and I go, oh!
They lie.
I know, they will sting you.
They will sting you.
I remember one time I went a bee got really close to the widow, and I got, ah! And then the girl said, it's not going to sting you. That one doesn't sting. And I'm like, just got scared.
Yes,
it also, does. It's like, also, first off, it's like, I'm not really seeing what kind of bee it is. And like, no, I just kind of hear it, and I go, I just get scared.
I got stung at work.
I haven't gotten stung.
It was... I told you about the first time I got stung, but every single time I get stung, I'm like, am I gonna die right now? It just makes me...
No, I feel like it's gonna be really painful. I feel like it's painful. No, I imagine it'd be painful.
It's like,
Like a sharp pain, like a sharp...
Yeah, that is...
That's what I'm exactly, okay. Like, and just to, like, feel it, like, instantly out of nowhere.
It doesn't hurt, though.
Really?
I mean, like, I guess it hurts, but, like, it's, like, literally, like a... It's, like, quick.
Oh.
Like, they stick it in, I'm like, ah!
It's just a surprising
thing. Yeah, I remember I got stung and I said, oh, like, the scariest part was the bug being on my arm. And I said, look at it.
No, yeah, because I freak out, too. Just seeing something big on me, I'm like, ah!
I hate being stung. One time, this was so scary. At my mom's old house, we had a trampoline. And I was like, during the fucking springtime, I was like, let me go jump on the trampoline. Bitch, a wasp made their nest on underneath our trampoline. I didn't know because it was underneath the trampoline. So I'm jumping on it. I'm having a good time. All of a sudden, there's so many wasps flying around me. And I got stung. I only got stung once.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say, like, I got stung on my leg. I got stung on my arm. I was like, oh, my God. I got stung. That's scary.
Yeah, it was.
I was fucking crying. I was so scared to scream, too.
Me sprinting. I was sprinting back to my... It stung my arm. And I still remember my stepdad just, like, holding a lemon on it, because apparently, like, a lemon helps. Mm-hmm. My son just holding a lemon on it, me being like,
God, I would have been like, I would have been traumatized. I would have been scared as fuck to go on that trampoline again, honestly.
I didn't!
I've been so scared. I've been like, I can't go out there. I would have been scared to go out, too, because, like, you know, in the cartoons, like, they wait. And they're like, it's gonna wait for me.
I told you, I think one of the last episodes, that one time that the fucking bee wouldn't let me inside my house.
I swear, sometimes they don't. They really, like, you'll back up, it'll go away. And you're like, okay, I can finally go. And they don't come up.
I know.
They do that. Bees do that shit. They're like assholes. I swear they know.
I swear they know.
But, like, also, like, recently, though, I feel like, since, like, what, last time I remember, like, on one of our podcast episodes, I was like, maybe we should move. Maybe I won't do anything because, like, I saw a video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We filmed outside.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's still kind of my thing, but I do still get scared.
No, stop.
But, like, I'm scared as fuck. Like, the other day I was journaling and I was outside and I did see the bee and, like, it was right next to me, like, on some flowers. It was probably, like, where your leg is right here. I'm right here and, like, it's over there, like, at the bottom. And I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna move because I ain't doing shit. But then, like, every time I got close, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. But I would try not to freak out. I'd be like, oh my God.
I talk about that ever.
But, like, it never really did that much to me. It did go away after a while. I was like, oh.
That sounds okay. So funny. No. Stop. Don't get it mad.
Girl, because, oh my God, also the other day I was journaling and I did almost smack a bee because, like, I finally, it was one of the big ones. It wasn't the skinny ones.
Oh, girl, you are hurt it.
Yeah, I almost smacked it to the bee. It's because I did a thing where I touched with the first one, right? I just kind of stayed there. But, like, the thing is, I stayed there and it just kept getting closer and it kept coming back and back. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. What is that sound?
I think it's
that boom, boom, boom.
I think it's zucchini.
Okay.
Hold on. Do you want to take a quick little break really quick?
Wait, let me finish my story.
Oh, sorry. Keep going. Yeah,
okay,
you finish.
I'll start really quick. But pretty much, I finally got up. And because, like, it just wouldn't go away. It definitely is zucchini. So it wouldn't go away. So I just finally got up. And when I grabbed my bag, it was like this. But, like, the bigger one. You know, the big bag I have?
Cute.
That one. I went like that. And it was right when it came. And I almost smacked it. I was like, oh, shit. I'm going to get it mad. But I didn't get mad. But I thought I almost did.
Did you hear him?
I hear him. He wants to come in.
Okay.
He just wants to see you.
No, I think he wants to leave.
Oh,
okay. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a small little break. It's a small little break. A small little break. And we'll be right back, okay? Hello, everyone. We are back. Zucchini's fine. He's wanted to go outside and live his...
He's an outside guy.
Live his natural
fantasy.
We're
outside girlies also, though.
I love being outside. Oh, my God. We should go to a nature spot.
No.
Oh, yeah, you got me. Those are cute shoes, though.
Thank you.
You should show them.
I got them at Ross.
With the toes.
Oh, I'm hiding the toes. I'll give you a little peek. I'll give you a little side profile, too.
Oh, okay.
That's how the heel looks.
This is becoming TikTok. We're going to make some money.
Oh, my gosh. What if I go on Feet Talk? Do you know? Not Feet Talk.
Feet Finder?
Feet Finder, yes.
Oh, my God.
Do you think you think if you're on there, you think you've made it? Because obviously you have to be famous. Like,
I would love to be.
I looked up people. I admit, I looked up some people that, like, I thought weren't that famous, and I looked them up, and they weren't on there.
Mm.
It's like more famous people are on there. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I know.
It's like
a
small creator type vibe.
You got, girl, Feet Finder's for them A-listers, them B-listers, and them C-listers. Mm. Nothing below
that. Yeah, just like the much more well-known YouTubers and stuff like that. Because it was YouTubers I looked up, I remember. I was more younger. I was like, I think I was in high school when I did it.
So you do have a feet fetish.
No, girl, I'm just curious, because I remember I saw someone did a video on it, and I thought it was funny, so I was like, let me look up some people.
Let me just see.
I thought it was funny, but yeah.
What do people see use that website?
Look it up. Feet Finder.
I'll look it up later.
Okay.
Drag Race has ended, and so I've had to find a new interest. Yeah.
So who won? I remember I saw a little snippet, actually.
I'm like, oh, okay.
It all looked good.
I'm very happy with the winner, but I'm also like, okay, so she did kill the last lip sync. Like, the last lip sync, she kind of ate down Boots, you know? Mm. But she had the worst track record out of the final three, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Oh, well, yeah, but, like, you know. But, like, and, like, what's the point of the season if, like, you doing amazing throughout the season doesn't even matter?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, like, you put in all that work.
You put in all that work, and then it comes down to one last lip sync here. One last lip sync. And, like, what if you're not a lip sync queen?
Yeah.
And, like, you, like, kill the season.
Well, I guess to be the queen, you have to be able to do everything. It doesn't matter what day, what thing.
Oh, so...
Maybe.
I'm very happy with the
But no, though. I get the frustration, because whenever I see, like, competitions like that, like, you know, on the Food Network? Uh-huh. I used to love that shit. But it'd be, like, when, like, it's like you said, it's, like, that one thing they didn't do that good at, but, like, they did amazing at the rest.
And
it's like, oh, are you kidding me? But I get what you mean.
And... I mean, okay, I'm not saying that the other queen that didn't win isn't a good lip syncer. She is an amazing lip syncer. I just think the winner
just
did.
Just wasn't your favorite. Wasn't for you.
I just think the winner did better.
Wasn't what you picked.
No, I liked her.
Oh, you did? You didn't pick it?
No, I did like her, but like, I...
But you wouldn't want that as the winner. Is what you just said, right?
I wanted the other one to win.
Yeah.
I wanted Safira to win. Safira did not win.
Which made her look... Actually, I saw the little snippets of all of them.
Girl, don't have Wi-Fi on this phone.
Oh.
I've been told you.
I forgot. You told me like 2 minutes ago. Like 2 minutes ago. I kind of forgot.
Ben told you. What?
There's
what?
Like a bug over there. I don't know what bug it is.
Give me your shoe.
No. I think I'm chilling. I don't think it's going to do anything with Nathaniel. How do you miss that, Nathaniel?
I know.
How do you miss that?
But I got
the
it.
The bug is here. My finger is a bug. Just chilling there. Nathaniel. Literally, the bug is down here. Like, how do you miss?
Stop. Don't embarrass me.
You're the one that missed.
I know I didn't miss. It was so embarrassing. I don't know how I missed.
But, oh, you said you want to tell me something big about your week.
Oh. I'll get to it.
Okay.
So Drag Race ended. And so my new special interest right now is Amy Winehouse. Mm-hmm. I've been so upset. And she has a biopic of hers coming out. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited. I think we're going to see it in theaters. Mm-hmm. But... Okay, so I'm so obsessed. Mm-hmm. Did you see what Neil Patrick Harris did?
No.
Okay, so 3 months after she died, he threw a party and one of the dishes was the corpse of Amy Winehouse, and it is so crazy looking. I'm only gonna show you.
Really?
I'm not gonna put it on screen or anything. Y'all can look it up, but bitch, it's
like insane.
And like that was 3 months. And he said, "Okay, the corpse of Amy Winehouse. It was pulled pork, ribs, chicken of some kind, and spicy barbecue sauce." That's crazy. And like,
that's literally insane that he thought that was okay to do.
Also, like, she died from alcohol poisoning, so I don't know why he made it so graphic.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the whole thing was just unnecessary.
3 months after she died.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just like a little gagged.
I was like, no respect.
I was so shocked by
myself. Was he like something big to her or something?
Hmm?
Was he something like to her?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, just like, he just randomly did it?
I'm sure they had interactions.
I was like, because like, that'd be like much more like worse, I feel.
I'm sure they had painful interactions, but like, this is... And he threw it at a party where like other celebrities that knew her were.
Yeah.
This is like, why would
he... It's just disrespectful. Oh my god.
I was so... When I saw... Because like, I saw it on TikTok and I was like, and they blurred the picture. I said, I have to see the picture.
No, yeah. Which,
I didn't think the picture was going to look like that.
Yeah. You know what's... You know that Spider-Man villain? The where it has like the tongue out.
Oh, Venom.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Yeah, this
it's giving Venom.
This meat pie looks like Venom.
The hair looks crazy too.
I know. Why would you do it like that?
Crazy.
I wonder if that's hair. If that's like
you know, some... it doesn't look anything like Amy though.
It does not. I am so.
I don't see Amy in that.
I'm so obsessed.
I see Venom.
I see Venom. I see Venom.
I see Venom with a wig.
And then.
Oh my god!
No,
smack and Moffitt.
I'm so obsessed with her right now.
No, yeah.
My entire TikTok feed.
Not my entire TikTok feed, but like I do have a few.
Oh, it's like I remember for a while my entire TikTok feed was the English history, and then now it's just all Amy Winehouse. I've been my ride home today. All I listened to was her music. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah, I want like a few songs. I'm not gonna lie, I don't really know that many songs by her.
I didn't know that. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know that many either. But then the other night.
Is it really good?
When my date came over.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, it was... I was just... It's so good. So,
I haven't wanted to listen to her music, though.
You should, bitch.
I probably will.
You should go see the movie with me.
Go, maybe.
It's coming out May... I think it's May 17th.
May 17th. Oh my god, I can't go that day. That's my mom's birthday. She's
oh my god,
Taurus.
Is it really?
Yeah,
oh
that
my,
day.
Oh my god, you know what me and Anna were talking about?
What?
I don't like Tauruses. I'm sure your mom's lovely, though.
I love Tauruses.
I don't.
I noticed the people that I usually gravitate to are either Scorpios or Taurus. They're always a Scorpio.
She's
called
me fat, ugly.
Okay, but like you said, you hate Cancers. That's what you told me.
Yeah, but that's.
But I hate you.
It's a bit.
Mine's like true.
It's just like that fucking bitch that we used to fucking work with. That every I made a joke about not liking Libras one time. Not even true. I just made a joke.
Like, I know you're talking
like,
about.
I don't like that bitch. I made a joke to that bitch. Also, one time I looked at him and I said, yeah, I don't think you're a main character. Or I said something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just didn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And every single fucking time, you like Libras! You like Libras! Shut up! Every single time I saw them, I was
You know they took it personally.
Well, they're also the one that we suspect that reported me.
Yeah.
We suspect. Because they were a little bitch. God.
Oh, they said something when you said it?
No, it's just like, they always, like...
No, it's just the vibe, the way they act.
I'm so glad they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I hate when they would have a headset. I hated everything. I'm sure they're nice.
I don't really work with them, so I don't want to know.
God.
It's like how I see you, like, in and out type of vibe.
You
I know, I'm telling you, they had to take it personally to always bring it up. I've had people do shit like that to me, where like I said, oh, I don't like that sign. Like, I usually don't gravitate for people like Capricorns. Like, I usually don't like Capricorns. I fucking hate Capricorns. I do. But, like, I've had a few where like they do come back to me and they're like, you don't like Capricorns because blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, I believe in astrology, but not fully enough where I'm like, it's like facts. Like, if I do meet a Capricorn, I'm not gonna be like, can't talk to ya. I don't like ya. Like, no, I'm gonna give you a chance, but it's just like a common thing I've noticed.
The people that
I usually end up arguing with, not getting along with, it's always a Capricorn.
It's always.
It is always a Capricorn. Every fucking time. Especially when I find out
that's
later.
It's January, right?
Yeah, it's like January.
And Capricorn.
Like, you told me this. I remember you told me this. I think it was on an episode too where I was like, ooh.
And that's why when she invited you over, you said.
No, I was busy. I was genuinely busy.
Literally,
I wasn't busy, I think I would have come. I think I would have came.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm so glad you didn't come.
Really?
No.
Does it want me to interrupt?
Listen. Why? I just have a hard time, like, I always feel really weird introducing, because my family's so large, introducing one person to that many people at once.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but girl, I'm Mexican.
And especially, like...
When, like, my whole family is together, it's really big. But, like, well, I guess, like, when, like, the distant ones are here, it's big. But, like, my family that's, like, here, like, what's that called?
Your close family?
Yeah, your close family. You know, like, the mom, the grandma, and all that.
Yeah.
I think a few of my uncles. Yeah, like, a few of my uncles, like, only two of them. They're, like, close to here. But it's not that much. Like,
it's just...
Like, a room is definitely filled up, but it's not that much.
Also, I don't really...
It's more when a distant relative's coming.
I don't really trust my brothers, too. I don't really trust my brothers and their mouths. Like...
Oh, like what they'll say, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, I mean, I do frequently hear them still scream the F slur when they get beat in their video games, and I'm like, and so I'm just like,
what? Do you think they're gonna say something racist to me?
No, I mean, okay. No.
I thought that's where you were gonna go, but like, you're just gonna scream the B word at me.
No.
like, okay.
You to walk in the house, they all put in it.
Yeah. Okay.
No, they wouldn't do that. But, like, I feel like they would, like, they always make, like, these racist jokes. I'm like, that's not really funny. And so I feel like it's, like, they would make racist jokes, not about you, but like
about Mexicans.
No. Like,
do you like tacos?
I remember once.
So, like, do you eat beans every day?
I remember one time my ex-boyfriend was over at my house, and my step-grandpa was trying to talk to someone on Facebook Marketplace that was speaking Spanish, and they made a joke about my ex-boyfriend, like, speaking Spanish and not wanting to help, and I was like,
oh.
I was like, please.
Damn. That's kind of weird. He didn't help, though. Because he doesn't know Spanish.
I know, but, like,
maybe he just, like, wasn't, like,
he didn't like my family very much.
I was gonna say, maybe he wasn't, like, fully comfortable in his Spanish. Because, like, I know Spanish, but, like, I don't know how to fully, write stuff. But I use, the Google Translate. Like, on my phone, like, I have both. I have the English keyboard, and then I switch over to the Spanish keyboard when I talk to my mom. And, like, I can read Spanish, so it's, like, I do type it out, but it's, like, sometimes I do spell them wrong. What?
Have you ever heard one?
But you also said he didn't like your family.
No, he did not like my family very much at all. And I mean, his...
That's what I'm saying. Like, I still would have tried to help. Like, even if I didn't fully know it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, even if I don't fully know it, and I have that to help me, I still would have done it, like, by putting that in the settings. And then be like, okay. Like, I'm sure I could have...
I don't want to be like, my family's racist. Like, my brothers aren't racist, I swear. It's just, they're like...
They just say some problematic shit.
They still act like it's 2014 with the jokes that they make.
Yeah.
And, I swear, like...
There's always those family members, though.
Yeah, you know. Everyone knows. But, like, I don't want to be, like...
But it's not the whole family, though.
I don't want my family to, like, get, like, canceled and, like, rocks thrown at my house because I was, like, over here being, like, they made a joke about my ex-boyfriend being Mexican one time.
Oh, my God.
Like... I just, like, I don't want to, like, everything to, like, come spiraling down.
No, but, I think it's more, I mean, the way it sounded to me, like, the way you said it, that they said it, it sounded more like a dig in, like, damn, he knows Spanish, he just doesn't want to help. That's your man, it's like, damn, he doesn't want to help, it's just, like, a quick little, like, you know Spanish.
They did, they used to.
But that's why I was, like, maybe, because, like, he wasn't fully comfortable in Spanish.
They used to a lot, like, say the N-word a lot, but they have stopped now.
I mean, you used to.
I know, I used to, too.
And improve now.
I used to, too. And again, see, I talk about this all the time. I used to say it. There's a video on my Snapchat that I saw the other day, and I said it, and I said, oh, my God. I was like, I'm gagged. I said, got to delete this right now. That's embarrassing. That's so embarrassing that I ever acted like that.
Yeah.
And so, I just, but, like, we've all grown as a family.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, I wasn't doing...
What?
I was just like, I feel like I'm digging myself in a hole right now.
I mean, you're not the first person to sign the N-word today that should have said it.
I know.
And, like, the thing is, you realize not to say it. You know?
The people around me really make me feel like it's good that
you find... I do think it's kind of crazy how late you realize, though.
Yeah, like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
I was like at the start of my...
But you realize at some point, you know? You came out in the group, like I said.
It was, like, the start.
You finally got educated. And then you stop saying it.
It was, like, the start of my sophomore year when I was like, oh, it's not cute.
Yeah.
It's not good. But the people around me just really made me feel like it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
They really, like, I always hung out with, like, the Hot Cheeto crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say it all the time.
No, I know what you mean. There's, like, some Mexicans I've heard say the N-word, and I'm like, what the fuck?
And yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember there was one friend that was Mexican, and she would always say, and I was like, every night she said, I'd be like, oh my gosh. Like, I'd be like, oh my god. She was, like, friends with a lot of black people, and they were all fine with her saying it.
See, but, that's the thing.
So, like, I was like, I mean, I'm not gonna say anything, because, like, I'm still, like, they're obviously fine with her saying it, but, like, every night she said, I'd be gagged. Every single time. I'd just be like,
and that's
she didn't get a song. I did have this one friend, she never said the N-word, like, I only heard her say this one time, and it was, like, we were in her, cousin's boyfriend's car, because we were going to her house, because he had picked me up, and we were going to her house now, right? And I remember, he put a song on, and it had the N-word, and then she just, I don't know, said it, and I said, I was gagged, and I had never heard her say it, and that was also the only time, and I was gagged, and I didn't say anything, I'm not gonna lie, but, like, I was just gagged.
I wouldn't say anything.
I was just like, but I was so gagged, I was like, fuck, am I safe? Like, what the fuck head is happening? Like, what? Like, I never understand. I was like, oh my god.
Head whipped around.
Bitch, I was gagged. I'm telling you. Anytime, like, I heard someone that shouldn't be saying it, I was gagged. Mm-hmm. Every single time.
Mm-hmm. Everything. I mean, the people that I hung out with, it was just like, they all made me feel comfortable. And like you said, anytime I would say it around a black person, they wouldn't say anything. And they would also make me feel like it was fine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, cool. It's not fine. It's not cute.
Yeah.
It is not cute.
It isn't.
Especially like I would say it frequently. Mm-hmm. Not cute. Oof. Not
no,
cute.
No, it's not cute.
I know. We gotta
cut it out. Did you ever watch Full House? Yeah. I remember I thought that shit was so funny. Cut it. I always had a hard time doing it. Cut it out. I always had a hard time. I still do.
What was that? You really?
Yes. Cut it out. See, I still struggle. Cut it out.
The name made me struggle.
What are these scissors cutting?
Cut it out. But I think the scissors are going this way, no? Isn't it like cut it out?
Do your scissors. Do it slower. Like, why you gotta... I just did that. Cut it out. What?
Well, there was another one, too. It was like, it was from a show that didn't last very long. It was about singing. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-mm. I don't remember it. Never mind.
Okay.
Can't get into it.
Don't get into it then. But get into that date, girl.
Oh, yeah. I had a third date with a boy.
I'm telling you, what? This is a husband.
I don't.
Oh my gosh, he finally gets into this episode. He said he's watching all of them.
He's starting from the beginning.
So he's going to see everything. He's going to see you grow, girl.
He's gonna see, like, me talking about how much I love my ex-boyfriend.
I know. And then he's gonna see the growth.
I know.
And then he's gonna see you talking about him.
He's gonna see me talking about him talking about my ex-boyfriend for a long time.
Yeah. But, like, I told you, I feel like it was that long, honestly. Like, yeah, it's long, but, like, I feel like it was reasonably long. Like, you were with him for, like, almost 3 years.
I know.
And, like, you guys were literally planning a wedding. Like, you talked about, like, your wedding plans. So it's like, you were... And you moved in by then. Like, y'all were living together. Like, you were obviously planning a full life.
Still making it wasn't like sometimes.
It was like a 6-month relationship and you were like not getting over it. I was like, no, no, no.
Don't call me out.
I know. But like, I can't lie. It's like a really long time to move over some people.
I know.
And I didn't even date them. I didn't even have a relationship. All we did was like have that like situationship. Didn't even date them.
You said, why don't they love me?
Literally like, oh, why does it never work out?
Still makes me sad sometimes.
I mean, I get it. You were planning a life.
I shed a tear the other day and I said, not my watch.
You see, because you've grown.
I know.
You're not the same. I feel like it'd be crazy. It'd be embarrassing if you were still like the same. From the first, like, time. Like, that first week, you were still acting like that. Like,
I still think about, like, the first... I still think about the first few days. Mm-hmm. Of, like, I still remember the first day after it happened. I remember I think I called out of work. And I didn't eat anything. I lay in bed in my dark bedroom mm-hmm. the whole day. Mm-hmm. Doing nothing but watching TikToks about North Korea. Mm-hmm. The whole day.
See? You got some education.
You know what comes with heartbreak? Learning. But it was just so sad.
Oh my gosh, tell me something about North Korea.
They have every single household has to have a picture of Kim Jong-un in it. Mm-hmm. And if there's an emergency in the house and like if there's a fire mm-hmm. and you don't take the painting out, bitch, yeah. You're gone.
Insane.
I know. Oh, and they have women have, I think, like, 23 different haircuts they can get, and men only have 11 different haircuts.
Yes! That's so crazy. Like, there's literally, like, no individuality there.
I know.
Which, I mean, obviously, we already knew, but it's, like, just insane when you actually, like, hear how tedious
it is. I know. Okay. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you... Okay, so, you know Chinese takeout. Mm-hmm. Love Chinese takeout.
Love it.
Do you ever eat it cold?
No.
Because...
You've eaten it cold?
No. Okay, me and my... That date we were just talking about, me and him were talking about it, and he, like, almost... He, like, almost was, like, concerned that I, like, enjoy my sesame seed chicken fresh out of the fridge. Like the next day when I eat it, the next day, like, literally I want to go take a break just so I can grab it to go have a little snack. Bitch, it's so good cold.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he was almost concerned that I like it more the next day, mm-hmm. fresh out of the fridge.
I know, that's crazy. Yeah. Why cold? I mean, like, yeah, I know, like, it. I mean, like, also know, like, cold pizza's good. I have done that. I'm not gonna lie.
Ooh, cold.
But, like, I mean, also, like, Chinese food, like, yeah, there have been times where, like, I'm putting it into the plate, like, the next day, to, like, serve myself more. And, like, I licked my finger, and, yeah, it's good. But, like, I haven't, like, actually, like, eaten a piece
you
of something.
You have to eat a piece of...
No.
You
have I mean, I just think it's, like, a little peculiar. But, like, I feel like we all have our peculiar things we
it's
do.
So
especially
good.
Especially with food.
Ooh, ooh, you know what else is so good?
What?
Chocolate ice cream with milk in it.
No, I've heard of that. No, I know what you mean. Because that's me. Okay, me, ice cream is like, I like to let it melt a little bit. Sometimes I put it in a microwave, I'm not gonna lie. Just like a second.
No.
A second.
You know the pints? I used to get the pints. This is when I was like pretty big. Like, and like, I would go and like, I'd get like a pint of ice cream a day and I'd eat the whole thing in a day.
Girl, I've done that. I'm not gonna lie. Girl, I've done that. Yeah, but sometimes. Even not frequently.
Well, yeah, but, like, I did
but,
it, like,
a few times.
Every day for, like, a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's not, like...
No, it's not good for you, obviously.
That's not great. But every single time, I would heat it up for... My perfect time was 35
seconds.
Oh,
you have a time.
Yeah, my perfect time was 35 seconds for the little pints. Mm-hmm. And I remember every single time that my ex-boyfriend would go get me the ice cream, he'd come in the room for, like, 35 seconds, and I'd be like, yes! Put the 35 seconds on there! It just makes it... It's the perfect...
I'm gonna try it.
It's the perfect. I will say, you might want to check, like, halfway through just to see
the
texture.
Oh, okay. I was like, I feel like I leave it in for, like, 5-ish, 10-ish seconds. Not that long, I feel.
I'm usually taking it.
Because I don't like it fully melted either. I like it a little, like, when it's starting to get there.
It's just.
Just a little bit. Not fully creamy.
I do like it a little soupy.
I love Baskin Robbins. Should we have a fudge? That will come from what I usually. That's what I usually do it to.
Or is that Brewster's? That Brewster's.
No, that's Brewster's coffee chocolate chip.
Since day, I love the way that you say that.
I don't feel like I really say that word. Coffee chocolate chip. Coffee chocolate chip.
Green Brewster, you struggling?
Yeah, girl. Coffee chocolate chip.
Are you okay?
Shut. No.
Anyway, do you want to take a quick little break, really quick?
Yeah, we can take a break.
All right, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a small little break. Just like one more.
Just like one more.
What's two breaks an episode?
Yeah, this is gonna be a nice, good, hefty episode.
I know.
Which I love. I love a good hefty episode.
And our 420 episode was like, it was pretty long. I was like, oh my god. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god. You know what I told you with the shocking? I regret not saying. Oh, we have a connection. I did. I finally got to say it to someone. This lady, like, we touched hands a little bit, like, they just brushed, and then she shocked me, and I said, oh, we have a connection.
Yeah,
I don't remember what she said, but, like, she did smile, and she was like, oh, yeah.
She was like, yeah.
And then, like, have a great day, because it was literally at the end of it, and I was like, oh, I finally got my moment.
Her.
Maybe.
Ooh.
No, but, like, I loved it. I was like, oh, I love that.
Anyway.
But, yeah, right now I was going to say the disrespect. I was going to say, oh, my gosh, like, I wanted to hold her hand, and then you go, ew. No. Can't make up for it now.
Anyway, we're gonna take a quick little break. We'll be right back. Just for 1 minute. Guys, mm-hmm. We are back. We had a little break. I got my cold Chinese food.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a little food review. Yeah. I'm gonna try cold Chinese food for the first time.
Maria's gonna try it. This is my favorite. This
See
is
if it's
cold
it or not.
Sesame. Okay. This is cold sesame
I don't want
seed.
That one. I'm gonna grab this one.
Okay, hold on. Wait, let me grab a piece.
I mean, it smells fucking good, so I already know it's gonna be good.
You ready?
Cheers. Cheers.
It's my I almost prefer this over hot.
It's good. I mean, it's good. It tastes exactly the same, just cold.
I almost prefer this over hot.
Because I know how it tastes hot. And it's so fucking good hot.
It is really good hot.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Like, I see why you do it. Like, it's not... Like, I give it an 8. But I know it can be a 10 if I just heat it up. You know?
With a little rice.
Oh, and the spicy oil that they give? Do you have... Ew! I just saw that, like, food just, like, go out of your mouth too, girl.
Sorry,
Or maybe it was spit, but, like, it was big. Anyway,
Sorry, I literally started joking.
Oh, my God.
I started choking and Maria goes, ew!
I mean, it was gross, just too gloss. I mean, after a while, I would have realized and been like, because when you did that sound, I was like, oh. But, like, yeah. It's good. I see why you do it. Oh my god, there's an orange cat, Nathaniel. So cute. I mean, it's already leaving.
Oh, is that the one I saw last time?
No, this one's fully orange. But, yeah. I saw you do it. I give it an 8. It's good.
Tempting.
But I would love it much more heated up.
Oh no.
Yeah.
this is another thing. I know we talked about, like, we've talked about, like, our state, like, our go-to food, if you will. Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite that go-tos. I like 2 in the morning, walk down there, no utensils, just my bare hands. Cold Chinese food.
It was just your thing. It's just your thing. It's so everyone has their own things with food, whereas, mm-hmm. like, someone will think it's weird, but, like, I see when you do it, but I like it more warmed up. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
But there's this thing I want to talk about. Okay.
Wait, what do you want to talk about, girl?
So, I kept seeing, okay, do you know, you told me you do know this person. You know the person that's, like, the host of Ron and Mango? You said your ex-boyfriend used to like it. Ron and Mango.
Oh, yes.
That
yes,
podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
So you know that host? Pretty much, she, was on her, I didn't know she had another account, but, like, because I only heard of Ron and Mango, but, like, she has another one, which, like, it's actually her name, like, Stephanie, I forgot her last name, but, like, it's Stephanie something, right? And, she had, like, this, she made this other video where she was talking about, this, like, I wouldn't call it a case, this, like, drama, I would say, that had happened a few years ago. I had never heard of it, too. I was so surprised I had never heard of it. I keep forgetting that's what Molly, she has heard of it, but, pretty much, it's where, like, there were these two friends, right? And, like, they were already, like, famous, like, each, like, well, not that famous, like, on their own, but, like, they were, you know, going, they were in the industry, mm-hmm. is what I want to say. And they, ended up being on a show together, like, they were both, like, the hosts. And pretty much what happened was, one of them, she was, like, with the guy that, like, made the show, you know, like, he, like, thought of the whole concept, whole idea, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was dating her, and, like, I don't know if, like, it's exactly just because he was, just because she was with him. I don't know if it's exactly because of that, or maybe because, like, it was really just, like, how he wanted it, but I don't know. But, like, she ended up being, like, one of the hosts for the show, and then the other one was just, like, this lady. I forgot how they met, but, like, they just met in the industry again, and he really thought, like, her personality would go really good with the other one's personality. Mm-hmm. By the way, their name is Carla. Both of their names are Carlos.
Oh, they're both Carlos?
Yeah. I forgot to mention that. I'm sorry. I'm, like, trying to, like, go off from, like, whatever of the story.
Carla,
like,
and Carla?
Pretty much, just, like, remember who's who. Carla will be the one that has cancer.
And then Carla's going to be the one that doesn't have cancer.
No, and then Panini, because that's her last name, is going to be the one that's the backstabbing friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, that's who Panini is. Okay, so that's what we're going to do for Train them. So, pretty much, what happens is... Okay, what happened? Pretty much what happened was...
What happened, girl?
Sorry, I didn't mean to scratch you. Carla, she, like, okay, well, I'll tell you what the show was, pretty much. Oh, you eating it. You eating your food. I'll tell you a story. Okay, but pretty much, what happened was, I'm sorry. I'm trying to, like, remember everything. I want to get it together. Okay. Let's take a moment.
Okay.
So
we're gathered.
I finally remembered what I was trying to say. So pretty much what was the concept of the show was they would, like, be, like, hosting the show, and they're supposed to be, like, washing clothes, but, like, while you're washing clothes, they're like also, like, dishing out, like, tea that they have and, like, mm-hmm. drama and, like, just, like, dishing out, like, their lives, you know? But, like, it was also, like, an improv type of thing. So it wasn't, like, nothing. Like, things were scripted on there, obviously,
uh-huh.
but, like, not everything. Like, some
sort of
stuff
like
was
SNL.
Huh?
Sort of like SNL?
Yeah, like, SNL vibes. Yeah, uh-huh. literally like SNL. So, like, some parts were just, like, improv. But pretty much the concept was, like, they're like, two moms, and they're just, like, washing clothes, just, like,
okay.
dishing, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, there's, like, a guy in, like, the corner, like, DJing.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed that that's a lot, that's really coming in, like, like, shows I've noticed, and, like, Hispanic shows, like, there's sometimes, like, a person, like, torn, just, like, DJing, but it's so funny, like, in, like, the reality type of stuff, but anyways, that's pretty much the show, and, like, they're, like, in some, like, the jokes, it's them, like, being, like, kind of harsh to each other, like, that's just how it is, like,
uh-huh.
but you can tell, like, it's, like, old jokes, and, like, that's just how the jokes are on the show, but pretty much,
they hate each other?
No, they actually ended up becoming best friends, uh-huh. like, oh my god, the dog!
What dog? Oh.
Yeah, he's back.
He comes around.
Yeah.
He's nice.
Yeah. Okay, but pretty much, they ended up becoming really good friends, actually. Like, they didn't know each other until, like, they both got on that show, but they really bonded. Like, you could really tell they had chemistry, like, uh-huh. on the show. Like, everyone loved them, like, and they ended up, like, they would hang out even, like, when they weren't doing work stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were close. And the thing is, Carla, she was a single mom when they first met and all, and Panini, like I said, she had a man. Like, what? That's her last name. The sandwich. Like, it's a specific type of sandwich, right? Yeah. Or is it a specific bread?
Carla Panini.
Yeah, Carla Panini. That's her name. But pretty much, yeah. She already had her man. Okay. She ended up getting married. But, like, the point is, she has her man, and Carla, she's single, and she has two kids, right? But she ended up meeting this, like, businessman, and everyone thought, like, he was perfect for her. Because, like, he didn't really have any social media, didn't really, like, know stuff like that. So, like, they, like, were like, oh, like, they're a good match, blah, blah. But anyway, she ends up getting with him, and they end up having, like, two kids also. But the thing is, on the side, I forgot, like, how many years in of their marriage, like, of Carla with this businessman. But, like, a few years, like, in, probably, like, 2-3 years in of their, like, relationship or, like, marriage, I think, he ends up cheating on her with Panini. Yeah. All, and, like, apparently, I forgot when, but, like, she ends up getting diagnosed with cancer. Carla. Yes, dude. Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you this.
She can't catch a break.
She really can't. She really can't. Like, her best friend is, like, literally cheating on, like, using her husband to cheat on her. You know? Uh-huh. And then, like, thing is, like, Carla would cry to her, being, like, all these things about her man, because, like, he was also, like, really abusive towards her.
Okay.
Like mentally and physically. Oh my gosh, this is, like, the fucked up thing that I heard. So pretty much Stephanie was talking about, like, when he would hit her, there was, like, this instance where he would hit her, like, even in public. Like, outside the studio of, like, where they, like, host a show. Like, he would be hitting her, and, like, no one would do anything. Like, they kind of just, like, saw it.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was an instance where, like, he was, like, hitting her with, like, her own high heel. And people were just, like, kind of watched him. Like, beat on her. And I think that's insane. It was other crazy shit. Apparently, Panini told him to, like, do it. Because, like, okay, so this is the thing Stephanie was bringing up a lot. Like, that she, like, really, like, you could tell, like she was into it. Like, her, like, seeing Carla being, like, hurt. And, like, not just physically, but, like, also, like, emotionally. Because apparently, like, she would tell him to, like, say really mean stuff to her, blah, blah, blah. Just, like, being terrible towards her. And obviously, he would do it. And, like, it's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was diagnosed with cancer, like, at some point in the beginning of all that. And then she ended up being, like, cancer-free, and she was fine for, like, a moment. And I think that's around the time when Carla told her, not Carla, when Panini told her a little bit of the cheating. Just a little bit. Like, she was, like, pretty much, like, we kind of bonded, I think is what she said. Like, they kind of bonded in, like, the fact that she had cancer and, like, helping her. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't fully remember, but I think, like, that's what I remember. Like, but they kind of, like, bonded in a way. Like, since they were both, like, bonding over her cancer, like, trying to get her better, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was explaining it good. But, yeah. She was, like, we got close, and she ended up, like, liking him, and she, like, kissed him, but she said, but he didn't, like, correspond, like, he wasn't, like, kissing me back, like, like, he pushed me away, and, like, that's what she told Carla, and then Carla kind of believed it, but, like, kind of didn't, because, like, there were, like, also jokes back to the show, where, like, she said some stuff, where, like, some people say, like, they're probably, like, looking too much into it, but, like, I don't think so. I feel like, you know how some people say, like, jokes have truth? I feel like they do sometimes. Like, I know sometimes I say some stuff, but, like, I don't feel like they always have truth. But I do feel like some jokes do have truth. When it's, like, because also there's, like, a limit where it's, like, this doesn't even sound like a joke.
Uh-huh.
Like, it doesn't sound like a joke at all. Like, there was, like, these instances on the show where, like, Panini said to Carla where, like, one of the jokes was, like, Carla said to Panini, like, oh, like, you're in a bad mood because, like, you haven't gotten fucked. And, like, that, like I said, that's how, like, the jokes were on the show. But you could tell it was a joke. And then, like, Panini, like, looks at her, like, not even, like, joking in like, a, not even having, like, a joking expression or, like, a joking tone, just, like, looks at her in, like, this, like, cold and face and says, yeah, maybe I should go fuck your husband or something like that. And then just, like, looks at her while she says it, just, like, very stone-faced, like, not really, like, joking at all. And then out of nowhere, she's, like, kind of, like, laughs, like, trying to laugh it off, you know? And it's, like I said, some people think, like, people are looking too much into it, but, like, I'm, like, I don't know, because, like, it's also during a time where, like, the cheating was happening, so I'm like, I feel like it has some truth, like that joke, you know. And I feel like she really wasn't a friend to her at all. Like, I feel like she had like some hate towards Carla,
because you know what I mean? That she was doing.
Well, yeah, because I mean, she was like she was like using her Carla's man to cheat on her, and then she was like I said, getting off in a way by telling him to like do all these mean things to her. Like I said, Carla would go to Panini, telling her like what's happening, blah blah blah, and she was just like, no, everything's gonna be good. Like, you're gonna be fine, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she was telling him to do all those stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like, you know, I feel like there's no way, like, she actually, like, liked her. I feel like maybe she was, like, envious of her or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. The point... Oh, yo. No, no, no. Well, I don't fully remember the ending, because I'm not gonna lie, I didn't finish the video. I'm sorry. I saw this a lot. I saw a lot of this on TikTok, and then I was like, fuck, I want to see it. Because like I said, I didn't know she had a second channel. So I watched some of it, but like, I do remember some of it. It's pretty much where she does end up dying, Carla. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know the exact specifics, but like, I know she got cancer again. And, what? I'm sorry. I'm not a good storyteller. I guess I should have had it more prepared. What? What?
Carly just can't catch a break.
She really didn't. But, like, the thing is, she ended up dying. And cancer. Then I know.
Cheating.
Best I think it was in betrayal. 20s. Yes.
Cancer again.
Yes. Death. And her man was abusive towards her. Like, also, oh, yeah. I forgot to say, when she got diagnosed with her cancer again the second time, that's when he was, like, fully, like, hands off. Like, not even, like, taking care of the kids. Not even, like, his own kids. Because she ended up having two kids with him. So, like, she had her own two kids that she had with another person. And then, like, mm-hmm. his two kids. And he wouldn't even, like, help out with that. Wouldn't even, like, help her do anything. And, like, the thing is, after I mentioned, she was still doing the show all throughout this. Like, everyone saw this whole journey of her. And, like, she was still, like, keeping up with, like, life. Like, you know, she was still doing uh-huh. stuff. Like, she didn't let her cancer hold her back, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Why would it be Panini?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm trying to get to. Panini. So, pretty much, Carla dies. I'm pretty sure it's in, like, 2017. I know it has been, like, a good while. Mm-hmm. And, I don't fully know what happens to Panini, but I do know she did get backlash, obviously, because, like I said, the show was pretty big around Mexico, apparently. I didn't know that's another thing. I didn't know it was pretty big, but, like, also, I didn't really watch that many Spanish shows. It was more like family that does. But, like, mm-hmm. I would, like, see it passing on. But I didn't remember my family watching anything like this. But, like, it was, like, during, like, I think it was airing during, like, 2010s, 2011-ish.
That is not like, what I was imagining.
I know. I also thought, like, when I first heard, when she was first talking about the show, Stephanie, I was thinking to myself, oh, this is probably, like, an old show. But, like, it was in, like, the late
20s. Well, I was thinking, late
20s? Yeah, late 20s, like, 2010.
See, girl, I was thinking, like, the 50s. I was thinking black and white.
I was thinking, like, 80s, 90s.
I was thinking, like, black and white. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is some tea going on in the
1950s. No. But, no, it was, like, it's somewhat recent, but, like, I do know, apparently, like, I didn't know, apparently this, like, story is going really viral of, like, Stephanie telling the story mm-hmm. of, like, what happened, and I guess they got back to Carla a second time, and it's going, like, and she had, like, some sort of response. Panini? Should I look at it? Yeah, Panini.
Yeah, look it up. Carla. I want to see what they look like. Oh, I want to see clips from the show.
Oh my god, yeah. I should have had it more prepared.
You
should have. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine,
but, like,
I guess.
It's so good. No. Oh my god. I just really wanted to tell it. Like, I tell you, this was, like, really, because, like, it was all over my For You page. This is how I found out she had a second channel. But, like, what's it called? I guess I'll look up her name. Stephanie. Oh, I'm so glad
came Oh my god, she came up immediately. So, like, what was the show, like,
oh, it was called, like, Las Lavanderas, which I guess which translates to, like, the washers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know her!
I told you knew her! You told me. That's Panini. I think this is her response. Oh, she's saying she's canceled globally. Shamed mentally, globally shamed. Criticizing her, canceling her, and she's just working out and just trying to live every day, I guess.
You know, it was the washing the clothes.
What?
It was like the washing the clothes that made me think that, like, it was like 50s, because, like, you know how, like, mm-hmm. in the 50s, they were like, women do this,
and that's all. Oh, I mean, I also feel like that's just also how it was in Mexico, because, I mean, like, I know that's, like, how some of my family still wash their clothes.
Really?
Yeah, in the really small towns.
You know?
And not even just small towns, because even when I was in Mexico City and we were staying with my stepdad's, like, I think it was his sister. I know they also, and, like, there's, like, pretty much where, okay, so you know here, like, in apartments, like, how they're, like, you know, there's apartments, but, like, mm-hmm. there's also, like, in the middle, like, a little, like, courtyard everyone shares. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, like, those kind of vibes, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, like, that's also where, like, you'll have, like, where you can, like, wash clothes. Like, yeah, there are washers and dryers, I'm not saying there isn't, but there are stuff like that there, and then you can, like, mm-hmm. wash yourself. Like, it's very common. So, like, that's why I was thinking it was 80s, because, I don't know, it just, like, sounded like something from, like, the 80s mm-hmm. to me, I don't know. But, like, it's not that, so, it's not very uncommon, I swear, to be washing clothes like that in Mexico. But yeah, she's just talking about how she's going worldwide viral.
For being a bad person? Huh? For being a bad person?
Yeah, because Stephanie's talking about it, and I guess she's really mad because now we're getting to where she's like talking about Stephanie as the Korean. Yeah, she just like mentioned that. She's like, I don't know her. Oh, married with my husband.
They got married?
I don't think they got married. I told you I didn't fully finish, but like, no, there's like this webtoon called Married with My Husband, or I forget what she said. Mm-hmm. But there's like this webtoon, I think, or I don't know what it is. But like, it's like a show or like something like that. And like, where it's pretty much like the same scenario of what happened, like in
real life. To them?
Yeah, to them. Of like what they're, what happened with Carla and Panini. There's like an actual like show about that. And people think like the creator maybe like heard about this drama and like made it a show. Mm-hmm. But like, I think in the end of the show, the person that has cancer ends up being able to come back.
Oh.
And I guess they can like change it all. I'm not that sure. Like I said, I don't watch this show. I think it's a show, so don't come at me for that part. But she's pretty much just like mad that she's like gone viral all over again about her own actions.
About her?
Well, yeah, cause.
What is she eating? Oh, it's chips.
Yeah, she just pretty much mad.
Damn.
But let me show you Carla, though.
The most hated woman in Mexico. Oh. Everybody hated her. She was just, like, it was a
Oh, Stephanie will tell you much more about her. Let's watch this video.
She's not even hiding the cheating. She does the interview, and it just makes people hate her even more. What's she's saying? Just like, yeah, he's the love of my life. What was I
That's
supposed
the
to
man.
Do? Basically, just her tone and everything it's is so cute. Unremorseful. No. It's gross. And then she tries to turn it around, and it's like, you know, Luna did
That's
not
Carla.
Me. She's acting like she forgave me to the national TV news networks, but no, she told me to go to hell. And everyone was like, that's the least anyone would do. Are you kidding? Like, what do you want us to feel about that? She's just giving you clear instructions on the destination you were already heading to, okay? So people were speechless, and they started to shred her to pieces. At this point, she was like the biggest...
Oh, this is when I first came out, what was happening. Because it came out in public, because Carla said it.
If you look up the dictionary cheater, it's going to be her. It's going to be Panini. If you look up the word Panini, the sandwich, it's just going to be cheaters. Like, it was the whole thing. Yeah, it was the Carla Panini effect. When the 49ers lost the Super Bowl that year, someone tweeted, maybe if Panini hadn't stolen her best friend's husband, the 49ers would have won yesterday. People would tweet, Panini is the reason that my lips have been fucking cracked and dry every day.
Oh my God.
Panini is the fucking reason for everything bad in everybody's
this
life.
This is also a surprise I didn't hear of any of this. Because, like, obviously I was on social media during this time. Like, so this is, like, 2010-ish and all that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I didn't hear anything about it. And, like, not even the Spanish, like, channels that I remember.
Meanwhile, Panini and Amer, they can't live in Mexico anymore because people pay them that much. They moved to the United States, got married after the scandal broke out.
They're here.
They're living their lives in the U.S. And then in September 2017, Luna passed away from her fight with cancer.
Oh.
She spent her last days with her family, and even though this isn't like a K-drama and Luna would not get a second chance at life, she really, really appreciated her first chance at life. Even in her last days, people said that I'm sure her body was so exhausted. She would get up and dance with her kids for no reason. She did this photo shoot that she looked gorgeous in, and she posted a vlog a few months before her death with a BTS, like behind the scenes of the photo shoot, and it was just so beautiful. She was wearing this wig, and halfway through, she's smiling, and she just takes it off, and she just has patches of hair left. She looks so beautiful, by the way, and she said that the treatments made her scalp hurt and her hair was really weak, and she would brush her hand through her hair on camera and so much hair would fall out. But like the icon she is, she gets her mom to come on screen and help shave her head, and she's like smiling and joking around the whole time. And then when she comes out, she unveils her new hair to her kids, and her two daughters are smiling at her, and they both tell her that she's really beautiful. And she just told everybody, we have to be happy and learn to forgive wholeheartedly and to let go and keep blessing everyone, even if it's hard for us, even if they've hurt us. The most hated
I just love how Carla always kept that positive energy. Mm-hmm. Like, you can really tell. I was like, oh.
Now that bitch is like, just like, kind of like.
Yeah, and Panini's just like mad that like she's now getting hated on again. Like, girl, why would you do that? Like, I'm saying, there's no way she actually really liked Carla.
I know.
Because I'm saying she had to have hated her.
Kind of just like a bitch.
She is a bitch. Not even kind of. She's a bitch.
She literally is just like.
She's evil. She's evil in my books. Like,
Which sucks.
Yeah. But I thought it was so interesting. Like,
no, that
I
just was really being, interesting.
This started going all over my For You page. I was like, oh my god. Again, sorry I didn't have it all together, but...
But we got it together.
You get the gist. Panini is a terrible person.
She's
a terrible person.
Panini is cut. Fuck that bitch.
There's no wonder you're so smashed together. Because that's what they do with the sandwich, right? Panini.
Panini.
No
press.
One likes you, so you get smashed. I'm sorry. I tried to make a joke. I guess it was not funny.
Anyway, are you ready to...
Yeah, I'm so excited for our TikTok.
Are you ready to end this episode?
Yes.
Okay, Maria. Where can everyone find us?
Don't spit it. Just, what's the saying? Don't spray it, just say it.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. Don't spray it.
Do that.
Well, anyways, so where you can find us is, we're the Chatterbox Crew. We're on all streaming platforms. We're also on Instagram and TikTok. And again, Chatterbox Crew. And then if you want to find me, I'm on Instagram as xo.xo.maria with two A's at the end. And my TikTok is whatsup_maria. Nathaniel, where can they find you?
Oh my god. Wow.
You thirsty?
I was a little thirsty.
A little parched.
I was a little... If y'all want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at http_nxthxn. And if you want to find me on YouTube, you can find me at simply.nxthxn. I post...
One Direction.
And
you know,
funny.
You know.
Oh, if you
were there for that era,
you were there.
I wasn't that big of a One Directioner, so I don't know what I'm acting. If you know, you know. I wouldn't know that much. I was related to 5 Seconds of Summer.
You know my sister?
I love 5 Seconds of Summer.
My sister had this giant, huge cardboard cutout of Zayn Malik.
Yes. Oh, yeah, my god. I was a Zayn girl, too. I love Harry, but then I saw Zayn, I was like, ooh.
I was a Zayn girl,
Zayn,
too.
Zayn, mm-hmm, he's still fine.
I know.
Zayn is so fine.
I wish his would get leaked. Yeah. I wish. Mm-mm. I fuck Harry. Give me Zayn.
Yeah. No, I'm a Zayn girl.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. We've had such a fun episode this week, but... Goodbye.
Ooh, that was good.
Was it?
I'm telling you, that's why you're really good at yodeling. Even your yodels go the.
I haven't done it in a while. Should I give us a little yodel?
A little yodel for the end. Can you yodel by?
I'm nervous.
I can do it. Yodel. You see that? I can do that. Yodel. See, I can do it. You do. I can't do that.
Ole, ole, ole,
ole. Yee-hoo. Is that what I sound like?
No, oh my god.
Okay, but yeah. Hasta la vista,
guys. Ole,
ole, ole, ole. Good girl. Do an album of yodeling.
Oh my.
But I think that'd be so funny. When we get famous, you need to do an album of yodeling.
That's the only like tune I know how to do. I don't know how to like yodel anything else.
Well, like, learn.
Ole, 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 ole.
Wait, and then do a low one. Do a low one. Like,
ole, ole, ole.
See, that's like, you should do it.
Ole, ole, ole.
That's good. Just like do different variations, different pitches, I guess, every time. I think it could be good. You just add the sounds in the background.
Oh, layer it?
Mm-hmm, layer.
Anyway. Goodbye. Oh.